outraged, along with many people in the local area and around the nation. At the insistence of Lauren Schiefeld and Rachel Grohl, the two eyewitnesses who rescued the victim, I've come here to demand that the DA reconsider her decision, in this case to not prosecute the members of the De Anza baseball team that participated in the rape of a 17-year-old virtually unconscious girl. According to sources close to the case, the victim had the hospital predicted a blood alcohol content of 0.27 at the time of the attack. Not only that, but the grand jury was told that they could not hear from the three unbiased eyewitnesses that rescued the victim. These women saw firsthand what had happened, and they had not had a single drink. The women saw one assailant between the victim's legs, raping the victim, while another was on top of the victim's face. Why was Lauren Schiefeld, a sober eyewitness, never even called to the grand jury? In fact, why were objective witnesses never allowed to tell the grand jury what they saw? Did the grand jury even know the blood alcohol level of the victim? Was the victim able to testify in front of the grand jury? The DA says this case would traumatize the victim. The fact that the DA took more control away from her and made another decision against her will is more traumatizing. The victim wanted charges brought. The DA told her no. I'm asking the grand jury, I'm making a plea to them right now. What evidence was presented? Did you hear from April and Lauren? Did you hear the blood alcohol levels of the victim? Did you hear from the victim? Please help us to bring transparency to this process. This is what we know. The victim was virtually unconscious. The victim was being brutalized by several men at the same time. The victim was vomiting and incapable of protecting herself. The DA has all the evidence she needs to prove that a brutal crime occurred. The DA has not told the truth about why she refuses to bring charges. The message from this prosecutor is that it doesn't matter whether a woman is incapable of consenting. If this case isn't good enough for this prosecutor, then what is? The public's awareness of what rape is off base and rooted in myths. It isn't about sex. It isn't about a party gone bad. It isn't about a girl who deserves what she gets when she drinks alcohol. Rape is about the violent, degrading theft of a person's bodily integrity and personal autonomy. And that is exactly what happened to the victim in this case. That's the bad news. The good news is, rape myths are hard to fight because there are rarely objective eyewitnesses to what happens to women behind closed doors. But thanks to two, and actually three, very brave women, we have a case with eyewitnesses to the ugly truth.